Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. Today, we're just taking a walk and just appreciating the vast white that has cast upon the grounds by snow. Isn't it a miracle that each snowflake made its way down, ever so gently being blown by the wind? And they have certain shapes that are similar to our fingerprints, that no two patterns are alike. This is how intelligent life is. And it reminds me of uncertainty and unknowingness and being okay with it, because we do not really know how things will turn out. Be at ease. Do not attach yourselves with expectations of the future, certain results, because there's no way of knowing when it shall snow. There's no way of knowing how the market will behave, and there's no way of knowing how people around you will behave towards you. So where do we place our attention on is within, because that is where all the control is. That is where your freedom is, to not become under circumstances, but become above it, rising above it, because it's all a game of perceptivity. All is a game of perception, and we can switch it, for we are ever renewing, become rebirthed by the renewal of the mind, as they said in the Bible. And as you continuously renew, your awareness increases, your courage increases, and nothing shall disturb your centeredness if you're in this awareness that all is okay and nothing is certain. Knowing and accepting this truth, becoming at peace with what is, and just appreciating whatever is upon us or around us. To be able to observe and live through the senses is already a gift. To be able to have a body to be that's able to walk and able to see a squirrel, to be able to breathe. Make breathing the metronome of your being. Tune into nature. Oh, I'm right beside a tree and I watch a squirrel eat. And he's just okay with the cold. He's not complaining at all. He's just in peace munching on some acorns. And it was so swift how he was able to climb up the tree. And it's such an artwork, the way the branches are around him. Just a quick observation. Okay, moving along. And I like the white spots on the pavement too, because it's too cold. And the water within the asphalt cracks are white. They're white highlights. It reminds me of Bob Ross's painting when he paints the mountains. Okay. That's it for today. Hope you stay centered. And tune in for more writings. I'm working on a piece in Substack, and I appreciate people who subscribed. Thank you for your subscription, paid and free. And I'm happy that you're seeing value and you're able to connect with what I'm trying to say, which is very simple, and it acts as a reminder to myself too. For we are all in this together, and with just a little shift and a little mindfulness, we can truly awaken and liberate ourselves from what is seemingly constraining, or what is seemingly what may appear as suffering or a punishment. Shift it to the perspective of life being a gift. Because all of your triggers, all the things that bother you, and all the things that irritate you is a doorway. It shows you where you need to work on some stuff. Look at it again. Whenever you feel that there is a problem, it just means that your work is not done. And the work is to look at it again, process it with a different set of lens, with a different bifocals. You can look through it through a different place, through a different point of view. I like going to the bird's eye view, seeing it from above, and I see my little persona. I see my little ego trying to be right because it's afraid to die. That's all there is. Your ego is just afraid to be wrong, and because when it is wrong, it feels like it's dying. And die daily. It is okay, my friend. St. Paul said he dies daily and he gets closer to the Lord. Become closer to the truth by letting go of what you think is right, and by letting go of what you think brings you righteousness. There are two things. There's the thing that makes you feel you're right but separates you from the one, which separates you from others, which puts down, putting down others to make yourself correct, to make yourself more clean. And there's another way, which is dissolving the barrier wherein you become at one with all of this. You become at one with all ideas at the same time, and it can be tapped in the present moment. So all of your wobbles, all of your complainings, leave that as aside, because it's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for your face and body, my friend. So stand up, take a walk, and be brave and dignified and noble as you are. And it's best to start this priming session in the morning, as we do, as we're doing right now. I'm just talking to myself right now with you, and I already shifted my point of view. I excited myself on how I will express the heavens that I feel inside through writing, drawing, music, cooking, being, and to affirm that there is no lack, my friend. Everything is complete in and of itself. Each moment is just as it should be. No need to add, no need to change. Just let it unfold before you. That's it for today. Shout out to all the people on Substack and on Threads and Instagram. More cooking on makepurethyheart.com. More tattoos at snowtattoo.com. Check out our new song, Lucky. It's on Spotify. Just type in Lucky Turbo Goth. Lucky by Turbo Goth. All right. You got this. Namaste.